What you are about to listen to is part two of a three-part special world report with a friend of Medjugorje about the 2020 presidential election in the United States.
This is a special world report with a friend of Medjugorje.
We are in war. A moment of stealing. Ground zero here at the cross on Penitentiary Mountain. Etched in the foundation for the soul of America. And the enemies of the cross commandeered for their own self for the soul of America. By doing so, they define either the light or dark. I etched it in the foundation for light. We're fighting for the soul of America. And darkness is fighting for the soul of America. Every soul and every person God desires, so does Satan. Listen to me. I have listened to Our Lady's messages for 37 years. Why? Because Our Lady says, you listen to me. For those decades, listening to Our Lady, following her command that we're to listen to her, the more you invest in that, the more cognition you have to speak about it, especially if you put it physically in your life. If we don't follow Our Lady, if we don't listen to her, our nation will implode. All these events now happening is in the midst of Medjugorje. And the coming of Our Lady. This is what she came for. This is for the dawn of the secrets and preparing the world and what is going to be taking place. And if we could bring this down to the lowest denominator, it's the fight over your soul. Jesus seeks it. Satan seeks it. The mechanism how that works through is exactly what's unfolding in front of us. That's why Our Lady said about the great struggle, that human souls are at stake. Satan doesn't want a planet. What's he going to do with Saturn or Pluto? Your soul is more valuable to him than the planets or stars. That puts the context of this battle way beyond that we can understand. It is furious. And this contest, this struggle, unfolding, matches exactly what Our Lady said August 2nd, 1981. A great struggle is about to unfold. You are looking at this. You can see this. And you cannot take it for granted that we will win. Yes, God always wins, but there's going to be a lot of casualties. Are you going to be one? Are your children, your parents, your friends, your family? So I ask you in a special way to listen to what you're about to hear in the context of Our Lady's messages and why she's here. All those people rioting are products of the universities and education. They've been indoctrinated, and they do what they do out there because they have been retributed in their mind and their mentality. And you're not going to change it because it's seeded in them, and they literally want to overthrow the nation.
I wrote a piece for Atlantic Magazine and said, we're in a battle for the soul of America. It isn't just policies or agendas that are at stake. It's the soul of this country.
This election amounted to a battle for the soul of America.
This really is a battle for the soul of America. The question is, what kind of America are we going to be?
This is a fight for the soul of America.
This is a battle for the soul of America.
I mean, if you want to admit it to yourself or not, this is a fight for the soul of America.
I am with you also in these restless days in which Satan wishes to destroy everything which I and my son Jesus are building up.
But there's so many things being pointed to us right now, so much peeking out all over the place, all the hatred. We are experiencing and seeing the power of the devil versus the power of Jesus, the great struggle between the two of them, and souls are at stake.
Ballots are not automatically legal votes until they're checked. We are not being allowed to check. There is a 30-day residency requirement in the state of Nevada. If you haven't been in the state for 30 days, it is illegal to vote. It is unacceptable in this country to have illegal votes counted. And that is what's happening in the state of Nevada. What the Harry Reid machine has done is throw out recklessly ballots, and now they don't want us to check those ballots, and we are seeing discrepancies all over.
This is not a fair election. Wow. This is a joke. This is a joke. This is bullying. This is intimidation. This is steal the election out of Canada.
So 8 p.m. election day, November 3rd, the Court of Appeals ruled ballots have to be received by that time. And what were you told?
To separate them today so they could mark them with yesterday's date and send them through the express system to wherever they needed to go.
This appears to be an attempt to circumvent Michigan law and allow late votes. And you said there was a hamper where letter carriers were supposed to leave their ballots. Where are the ballots now?
They were putting them into express bags to go to the distribution center.
What made you come forward?
That's sketchy. It screams corruption. It didn't seem quite right.
What is your message to other postal workers who see things like this?
Report it. Report it. How are we supposed to have any integrity in this country if we are just going to let things slide based on a scaling issue?
We'll have to reach out to Jonathan Clark for comment.
Hey, is this Jonathan?
Yes.
Hey, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas, James O'Keefe here. I have information that you guys have been stamping ballots with the previous date, November 3rd. He just hung up the phone on me.
If we allow one uncertifiable, unverifiable, illegal vote to count, we should be ashamed of ourselves. From every patriot grave, they will say as one voice, do not allow that. Do not allow that. We have an obligation, not just for the future, we have an obligation for the other 13 generations that built this country to defend what they bequeath to us.
Donald Trump is fulfilling his constitutional role. He took an oath to the Constitution. He is going to fight for that Constitution. The American way.
He didn't take an oath to the Constitution. He took an oath to God. He took an oath to defend the Constitution. He took an oath to God.
Yes,
he took
correct.
An oath to God. What did Lincoln always say when the pressure came on Lincoln? What he said in his first inaugural address? I have taken, he says, you guys have disputes. And we disagree on some fundamental studies. I have taken, right here before you, I have taken an oath to God to defend this Constitution. Donald J. Trump has taken an oath to God Almighty. Right? An oath to God Almighty. That's what I said today. He has a moral responsibility to those that voted legally. And President Trump has a moral obligation. He took an oath to God. And when you pray today, you should take that same oath. that God will work through you, through human agency, through you as a person with your whole being, your whole soul, and your whole spirit. Stop whining. We're the Trump movement. You think it was easy in the 13 generations before us to get us here? No, it was not. Were they whining when the LSTs dropped, when the doors dropped in Normandy? Were those kids on those platforms in daylight aerial bombing that our allies would not do? Only the Americans would do it.
Meet me on the battlefield.
We must pray. We have to pray. Pray for President Trump. Pray for the country. Pray for our citizens. And pray for the souls of the people on the other side. Right? Prayer is very important. But divine providence works through us. It's human agency and human action. Donald J. Trump is a very imperfect instrument. But divine providence works through President Trump. Divine providence works through every one of you. So pray, but also commit in your prayers. Commit yourself, your whole being, to this fight to make sure that we take our country back and we destroy and crush these elites that have led us into managed decline. The founders knew the states were important. That's why we have an electoral college. That's why we vote by state. He's president of the United States. He won a resounding victory on votes that matter. You have Black Lives Matter. You have All Lives Matter. We have votes that matter. Votes that matter are certifiable, verifiable, legal votes that were voted on the 3rd of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. The Constitution, our beloved Constitution, has it set up. This thing's all structured. We're in federal court. Rudy's got lawsuits going. Sidney Powell's on watch. You got Rick Grenell out in Nevada filed a suit today. You got Dave Bossie out in Arizona. We got the killers. The killers are all on the ramparts. We got this.
If Democrats had won the White House and the Senate last night, the country as we know it would have ended, because Democrats plan to impose an entirely new system on our country. Not an agenda, a system. With nothing to check their power, the left fully intended to eliminate the traditional American balances within our government, along with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that constrain their power. Joe Biden's party planned to turn our highest court into a partisan political weapon. Then they planned to pack the Congress of the United States, a legislative branch, by adding new states to our union, purely for the Senate seats. They admitted that too. Then they planned to pack the electorate itself, 20 million foreign nationals added to our voter rolls overnight. Never in our history has any mainstream political party proposed an agenda more radical than this. They didn't talk about it much. There's a reason for that, of course. They didn't want to scare you. But it was entirely real. And last night, it came very close to happening. It's about the system that all of us live under, that governs this country. That's what's at stake.
We're at the beginning of the second presidential campaign of 2020. Just as Andrew Jackson responded to the corrupt bargain of 1824 by tearing apart the establishment and winning the presidency in 1828, just as Abraham Lincoln rejected the threats of the slave-owning Democrats and insisted on preserving the Union in 1860, I think the millions and millions of Americans who went out to rallies, who formed boat parades, and Arizona formed a 96-mile-long parade of Trump supporters. I think as they watch Joe Biden's Democratic Party steal the election in Philadelphia, steal the election in Atlanta, steal the election in Milwaukee, I think the more information that comes out, the greater the rage is going to be. Rush Limbaugh today had 4 out of 6 of his tweets censored. I think this was the critical moment. This was the event when they knew they couldn't beat Trump honestly. And therefore, I think you're going to see an explosion of rage over the next few weeks. And you're going to see this entire result overturned.
Meet me on the battlefield.
And in Atlanta, for example, they have actually kicked out the observers. They have, the Democrats have hidden what they're doing. They're breaking the law in every possible way. And the correct answer is to say, fine, none of those votes count. And that means automatically in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia, that Trump will carry every single state by a surprising margin. President Trump is going to be forced. He will be forced into a situation exactly like Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln. He either has to fight and protect America, or he has to surrender to corrupt forces, starting with the Biden family corruption, spreading out to the corruption of the Democratic machines.
Machines that were in the front row and moved them to the back of the building. It's unbelievable what they're trying to do to our votes that have been legally cast. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, your legal votes must be tabulated, and they're not doing that. They will not let us see anything. They're trying to drown us out now where we can't be heard. We're not going away. We are not going to stand for this. We're not going anywhere. They are defying a court order by a judge. And this is not the last of this.
Listen, guys, your taxpayer money here in the city of Philadelphia is going to a private attorney by the name of Michelle Hangley. And what she said was she would determine if the court order was valid or not. And I'll be happy to release the video of her. They have eight attorneys fighting us to see these ballots inside. The court order is in effect. They will not give us access. And the sheriff has decided not to come down here to enforce that court order. The sheriff of your county will not come down and enforce a court order. What is going on in this city? What are you hiding? Open up the doors. Let us in. Let us 6 feet away so that we can have a free and fair election. Whether you voted for Donald Trump or you voted for Joe Biden, everybody has a right to witness what's transpiring here. This makes it look like a kangaroo court. We deserve better, and we're not leaving until we witness every single vote that transpires in here.
No time for rest, no pillow for my head, nowhere to run from this. Around the shadows creep, like friends they cover me. Just wanna lay me down and finally try to get some sleep. We carry on through the storm, tired soldiers in this war. Remember what we're fighting for. Meet me on the battlefield. Even on the darkest night, I will be your sword and shield, your camouflage, and you will be mine. Echoes of the shots ring out. We may be the first to fall. Everything could stay the same, or we could change it all. Meet me on the battlefield.
We can't have an election stolen like this. We can't let that happen to the United States of America. It's not a question of who wins. We can't be disgraced by having something like this happen.
We're standing face to face with our own human race. We commit the sins again and our sons and daughters pay. Our tainted history is playing on repeat, but we could change it if we stand up strong and take the lead. When I was younger, I was named a generation unafraid. For the heirs to come, be brave and meet me on the battlefield, even on the darkest night. I will be your sword and shield, your camouflage, and you will be mine. Echoes of the shots ring out. We may be the first to fall. Everything could stay the same, or we could change it all. Meet me on the battlefield.
We play a vital role to change the whole world, and this is at the highest moment of everything that our A's come for. Our Lady said August 2nd, 2016, battle within against egoism, judgment, and human weaknesses. Prayer gives your strength for the interior battle. March 25th, 2014, begin the battle against sin. April 25th, 2015, pray to the Holy Spirit so that you may be firm in the battle against evil. The perspective by many people about the Virgin Mary is a delicate woman, but she is strong, and she speaks a lot about battle. August 8, 1985, put on the armor for battle. Our Lady's serious about this. We're going into battle back in 1985. February 25th, 2013, you are struggling and spending your energies in the battle with the good and the evil that are in you. March 18, 2012, I desire to take you by the hand and to walk with you in the battle against the impure spirit. October 2nd, 2010, battle against the sins of the present time. December 2nd, 2012, help me in my motherly battle. March 18, 1991, help him by your prayers, because that is now the most necessary for you in this time of battle with Satan. And of course, she's talking about Jesus. But we're following Our Lady. And this battle comes down to one individual. And that's our president. Help him by your prayers, because that is now most necessary for you in this time of battle with Satan. Did Our Lady battle? Did she fight? March 18th, 2018... Your battle is difficult. It will be even more difficult, but you follow my example. And lastly, January 2nd, 2019, among you, my children, there is so much battle, hatred, personal interests and selfishness. In the book of Maccabees, Matthias was the head of the family. He died and his son Judas took over. They were warriors. They were purging paganism out of the Jewish people. And they had incredible victories. In 1 Maccabees, it says, Judas said, "It is easy for many to be overcome by a few. In the sight of heaven, there is no difference between deliverance by many or by few. For victory in war does not depend on the size of the army, but on the strength that comes from heaven. With great presumption and lawlessness, they come against us to destroy us and our wives and our children and to despoil us. But we are fighting for our lives, our laws. He himself will crush them before us. So do not be afraid of them." Our Lady said, March 2nd, 2020, "Bring the light of my son and keep breaking the darkness which all the more wants to seize you. Do not be afraid." I asked Maria four different times of her visits to go before Our Lady to take in her hands the United States of America as her possession. And now Satan targets the United States of America. But it's in the possession of the Queen of Peace, the Holy Virgin Mary. And he cannot have it. So he has to steal it. We are in an epic moment, a biblical moment, not by guessing or wonderment, rather reality. We are in chapter 12 of Revelation. Our Lady confirms that when she says, "Be apostles of Revelation." If Our Lady's appearing, you think she would say that to mislead us? So who is this woman? What is she? What is her plans? Where does she get her power? Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano wrote another letter, not to the president this time, but to all the Americans and even people of other nations. And he says something very, very profound. And I want to end this to you just like a letter to the Romans, by what the Archbishop said. "Have young ladies and women pray so that they turn to her who is the model of purity and motherhood. And you, men, must also pray. Your courage, your honor, and your boldness will be refreshed and strengthened." And then he says something that is very, very profound. He ends with this: "All of you take up this spiritual weapon before which Satan and his minions retreat furiously because they fear the Most Holy Virgin, she who is almighty by grace, even more than almighty God." Some would say this is heretical. Why can Vigano say that? Because Our Lady doesn't judge. God is the judge. Jesus is the judge. She never judges. She's almighty in that. Because she gets whatever she desires. God can't turn her down. Contemplate that. This is so profound, I want to repeat it to you, that you can contemplate this in the next days, what the Archbishop wrote. "Satan and his minions retreat furiously because they fear the Most Holy Virgin, she who is almighty by grace, even more than almighty God." And with that, we wish you, Our Lady, we love you. Good night.